This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday, a magnificent Friday, and ask Dr. Jesse Friday, the USAID signs are coming down in Washington, D.C. The communists are freaking out about everything. The UN says we have to keep sending billions of dollars or people will die of AIDS in Africa. All that. Ask Dr. Jesse questions on everything under the sun. And so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to start with this actual question here. Dear Dr. Jesse, I live in the blue state of Washington. Mainly blue, it's going red, so on and so forth. Unfortunately, I do have mostly Democratic friends that are quite concerned about Doge having so much power. Mainly having free range with Social Security and worried about the Medicaid and Medicare. Many are worried that none of the Doge workers have been vetted. Can you please give me some info to help ease their minds? I'm always pointing out the evil of the communists, but so far, to no avail. Okay. Because I got a few of these. Hey, my Democrat friends are freaking out. They're mad about Doge. They're mad about the cuts to USAID. They're mad about... All right. First, it's fun to play games with your communist friends. The next time your communist friend is freaking out about USAID in particular, ask them how long they've known about USAID. That's one. If you listen to this show, you've known about it for a long time. I had Mike Benz on here. He was breaking down USAID for a while. But 99% of these people just discovered this thing even exists. That's one. Two, your Democrat friends... It's not necessarily possible for you to calm them down in their concerns. Because did you read the concerns? You heard the concerns they just laid out. Father, they're worried about Medicare, Medicaid. What about Social Security? What are all those concerns? What do they all have in common? These are all talking points the system has put out. Your friends, they're not really fully human beings. They're communists. I've told you before to think about them more like robots. They don't come to you for information. They don't come to you for learning about things, how to think about things. That you can't do that for them. They go to the hive mind. They turn on MSNBC. They open up the New York Times. They listen to what Hakeem Jeffries is saying or Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. And what they hear from the hive mind, that's what they take in to be fact. That's what they take in to be truth. And they carry that everywhere. You notice they didn't care about any of this stuff until the hive mind, until the system started pushing that information out. And now, well, they're very worried about the access to Social Security. Really? Where did they hear those talking points? The hive mind gave it to them. The communist goes up to the hive mind, plugs himself into it, gets constant software updates on what he's supposed to be angry about, what his talking points are supposed to be. He then unplugs from the hive mind and goes out and spreads those things to the masses. The communist is a herd animal. I've used this example before, but I'm going to drive this point home. Think about the communists, including your Democrat friends. Think about them. This is how they view the world. Think about a pack of wolves. Packs of wolves are fascinating, extremely fascinating. And they are such pack animals. They move as a pack. They have a leadership structure. And for the wolves, the pack is their strength. In fact, other than human beings, a pack of wolves really can't be taken down by anything. They are so strong, so powerful. Yeah, you can pick off a wolf or two here, but they're just so smart. They're great. The strength is in the pack. What will not be allowed is a wolf straying from the pack, doing his own thing, deciding he's going to do just whatever he feels like doing. That would be rejected forcefully in the pack of wolves. It would be rejected because they believe their strength, their life depends on we all move, think, talk, walk, act as one. That is exactly how the communist views everything in the world. Look, I'll play it for you again for the 10,000th time. Listen to the head of NPR.
I think our reverence for the truth might have become a bit of a distraction that is preventing us from finding consensus and getting important things done.
From finding what? That pesky truth thing. What's it preventing them? Finding consensus. We must all think, talk. The communist is a herd animal. He's not an individual thinker. Your Democrat friends are morons. They believe whatever is told to them, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can slowly leave little breadcrumbs to wake them up, but they are herd animals. Why do they chant? They love chanting. Shoot, they're doing it about Elon.
Elon Musk is a Nazi nepo baby, a godless, lawless billionaire.
Hey, hey, ho, ho. Elon Musk has got to go. We will not.
Hey, hey, ho, ho. Why is it always the chanting? Why the chanting? Chanting, similar to boot camp, Marine Corps. You've seen them running in formation. You've at least seen it in the movies. Maybe you've done it yourself. You've seen them running in formation, all chanting the exact same thing at the exact same time. You see cults do this. Go look up a video right now. If you're on your phone or on your computer, go look up cult chanting. Why is chanting such a common thing? It gives people a feeling of belonging. It gives people a feeling of community, of unity. And that's why the American communist loves it so much. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news if you're struggling with a friend or a family member who still believes everything they get from the hive mind. Elon Musk is a Nazi. Trump's going to kill women. But that person in your life is in a cult. And it's very difficult to get someone out of a cult. And you cannot expect to get them out of the cult by simply showing them the truth. Because what will happen is they will take that as a threat. That threatens their herd status, and they'll simply leave you and go right back into the cult. That doesn't mean you don't ever present the truth to them, but don't think the communist is going to say something to you like, Elon Musk is going to take away my Medicaid, and you can show them black and white. He's not even touching Medicaid. What are you talking about? You can show them the truth in black and white, and it would not even make a dent. Not even a dent. They go to the hive mind for programming. They don't come to you. It's hard. This is one of the reasons it is difficult. It's difficult to convert a communist. Not at all impossible. I need to be clear about this. There are many, many, many former communists. Many listen to this show. But it's very, very hard to convert one. And it's impossible to convert one in one sitting. You know, you sit down with your crazy sister, and she's got all these crazy views. And you, because you're the hyper-informed, you think you're just going to boom, 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 hit these talking points, and she'll wake up and come out of it. That is not how that works at all. At all. She is embedded in that. And part of that reason is that was her mentality anyway. If you are the type of human being, and you may be this type, you know, God makes us all different. If you are the type of human being that is, you tend to be more of a follower. There are a lot of people like that. That's most people, right? If you tend to be more of a follower, if you tend to be a people pleaser, where you will go over the top to please others, to ensure everyone thinks you're polite and nice. And If you are a follower, a people pleaser, you are uniquely susceptible to communism. You just are. It's part of the reason communism eats up young women at a faster rate than any other demographic by a mile, because young women are uniquely followers and people pleasers. It's part of the kind nature of a woman that gets weaponized and turned against them. The most vicious, nasty communists we've seen, the real street activists, Cambodia, Mao, all of them, young women. There's a young woman that'll murder you just without a second thought. These are just things that we have to deal with now. Your Democrat friends are going to freak out because they're told to freak out. And today they're freaking out about Doge and Social Security numbers. Tomorrow the hive mind will give them a new program update and they'll bring these new concerns to you. And you'll be so exasperated, pulling your hair out. You'll be bald like me, trying to shoot down these concerns. But that's what you're dealing with. A programmed herd animal, a religious zealot. And I'm not saying give up on them. I'm not, because there are a bunch of former communists. But don't think it's easy and don't think it's instant to wake them up. And don't think for a second you're just going to present facts to them or truth and that's going to break them out of the herd. Doesn't work like that. They think breaking out of the herd means death, just like that pack of wolves. Now, if you're not ready for that challenge, that just means you haven't been taking your natural herbal supplements and chalk. That's all that means. See, I have the energy for it. Think I don't have communists in my life? I do. I have a great time torturing them while at the same time trying to wake them up, because I've been on a male vitality stack from chalk for 3 years. I just got my physical. I told you how that went. Chalk has completely changed my life. I have so much more focus now, so much more energy now than I did 5 years ago. It's supposed to be going downhill. I'm getting better uphill. Natural herbal supplements will change your life. Get a subscription. Save yourself a fortune. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse. Chuck.com, promo code Jesse. Now, this lady wants to know, how can Democrats lie this much without reprimand? Let's talk about that. Hang on.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and it has been a magnificent day. This new saltier Trump, he is just never-ending entertainment.
Mr. President, do you have a reaction to the new Time magazine cover that has Elon Musk sitting behind your Resolute desk?
Is Time magazine still in business? I didn't even know that.
Hey, Jesse, how do Democrats lie as much as they do without reprimand? They're out of control. I'm new to the political world, and I'm astonished at the amount of lies Democrats get away with. Okay, she says, thanks for helping me understand this political experience. Okay, so all the misdeeds you see from Democrats and Republicans, we'll set aside the lying for a moment. Insider trading. Congressional insider trading is one of those things that has been talked about for years. And the thing about insider trading is it's not as if it's really a mystery. We have websites, we have places who track these things. Members of Congress are required to disclose their investments, their gains, things like that. That's a requirement. You have to do that. And I can pull up an article right now. It'd take me 5 seconds on my phone to give you a list of the worst insider traders in Congress. And on that list, I should note, are Democrats and Republicans. Nancy Pelosi's famously always on there. There's a bunch of them. Okay, now let's break this down. What is that? That's members of Congress using information they have because of their office that we do not have in order to gain financially for themselves. It is corrupt, it's crooked, and it's right there for the whole world to see. Insider trading is gross, it's wrong, it's open, naked government corruption, and it's the kind of thing that makes everyone angry.
There's not a single person listening to the sound of my voice right now, even all the commies who hate listen, who thinks about their congressman insider trading and is happy about it. None of them. Whether it's a Democrat, Republican, it angers you, doesn't it? It angers me. It's a crooked, wrong thing. Especially while Americans struggle, you're insider trading, you corrupt dirt boss. It makes people angry. Now, that list. You know what? Let me pull up the list here. Congress insider, hold on. Congress, this is great radio, insider trading. Congress insider trading tracker. Okay. There's all kinds of websites here, and I could go down the list of all these, but these people, these names, like Nancy Pelosi, I'll just use her for example. Nancy Pelosi keeps getting reelected. Huh, let me keep looking. Oh, look, Dan Crenshaw on that list of Texas. Huh, keeps getting reelected. The worst traders on this list keep getting reelected. Now, what's this have to do with Democrats and lying? We the people, we are the ones who are responsible for the current state of our politics. And people don't like hearing that. People don't like hearing it. It sucks to hear that your problems are your fault. I don't like hearing that. That the various ways I've screwed up in my life, and I've screwed up more ways than you could ever imagine. The various things I've done wrong, the low points in my life, they've virtually all been my fault. My fault. And you know what? I've never wanted to hear that once. Nobody likes hearing that. Your problems are your fault. That hurts because it's human nature. You want to pass the buck. When we look at the state of our politics, you mentioned Democrats lying, how they lie all the time without end. Without fail, they just lie, 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 lie. Why? How are they allowed to get away with it? Well, the people who will put them in check for that, the only people who can put them in check for that are the American voters. Those are the only ones who have the power to do it. Your congressman lies all the time. Vote him out. Or maybe the people don't care enough. Your congressman's an insider trader. Vote him out. It's why, who's one of the least popular congressmen? Ilhan Omar. Ilhan Omar, famously, everyone hates her guts. And you'll see oftentimes, you'll see people that'll say, kick her out of Congress. She was meeting with a terrorist. Kick her out of Congress. She needs to be kicked out. And you know what? Totally disagree. Because she was elected by the people in her district. That's what the people in her district either want or, in the very least, they're okay with. They want that vile little dirtball trashing this country, and they vote for her to go do so. We have the power as people to change our politicians out. We simply don't use it. And what we want is, because you're the hyper-informed, you're already involved, so this is, I mean, you already get all this. What we want is, we want a law or a rule or a something. Can't you just make them stop? Nothing can make evil people stop doing evil things. You can punish them for it. You can remove their power and replace them with something better, but you want them to stop lying about everything? Punish them for it. The American voter has not seen fit to do so. Jasmine Crockett's another example. We play audio of her all the time. She's out there trying to make a name for himself. These mediocre white boys and these white tears. You go, girl. Well, Jasmine Crockett gets elected. The people of her district, that's the kind of scum they want in Congress. It is what it is. Look at spending. We're about to do a big spending bill that's going to be horrific. Did you know that? By the way, probably be a good time to go ahead and get that gold before they pass the spending bill. It's going to be gigantic. It's going to be awful. In fact, we're going to discuss that in just a moment, this spending bill. Have you gotten a hold of Gold Co. yet? Nobody has ever gotten gold and silver as part of their retirement to kind of protect your retirement account. No one has ever done that and said to themselves, oh, I wish I hadn't done that. Dang it, I got too much silver. It's never happened. Gold Co. will handle it for you. A-plus rated from the Better Business Bureau for a reason. Gold Co. has helped thousands of Americans. Over $3 billion in gold and silver. Gold Co. will handle it. Get it in your retirement. Get it in your physical possession. They're offering instant matches of bonus silver on qualified purchases. Go to jesselikesgold.com and dig in. Now, always go now. jesselikesgold.com. So let's talk about this bill and popularity next.
Jesse Kelly.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States. Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah. America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and a Friday. I'm sorry, it asked Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So we have something coming that's going to be a potential problem. And let's discuss right now. Just let's be very frank about something. I'm loving this presidency so far. I'm assuming you are loving this presidency so far. And the things that are being done are great things. Great things. However, cleaning out USAID and auditing these government departments, these are good things. They're popular with the American people. I'm not complaining about it at all. It needs to continue. I love it. But normies are who decides elections. The norms and normas of the world, they're the ones who decide elections. It's not you. It's not me. I don't decide anything. Yes, we're the workers. We're the ones who have to drag people to the polls and all that. But the ones who will determine who wins, it's the norm and norma who kind of half pay attention. Which brings me to this point. What were the two issues every single poll showed people cared the most about leading up to the election? There were two big issues. What were they? Immigration and inflation. The two I's. The Trump campaign, which was run masterfully this time, they couldn't stop hammering on it. Every single stop. Inflation, immigration, inflation, immigration, inflation, immigration. Over and over and over and over and over again. And Democrats, you could tell from their campaign, they knew that those were the big issues. Remember, they started talking tough about the border. We'll secure the border. Republicans are trying to stop us. They knew. Inflation, immigration, inflation, immigration, inflation, immigration. Trump is in the White House because of inflation, immigration. Period. End of story. That's why he's there. That's why the American people went out and gave him the popular vote. That's why he's there. Which brings me to the uncomfortable conversation here. Trump has, I got this email. Trump 2.0 has been exceeding my expectations. He's been operating calm, collected, determined. He's not taking the bait and getting distracted. With the reduction of the federal workforce underway, cutting waste and fraud spending, is Trump finally capable of vetoing a poor spending bill? Says his name is Eric. Well, one of the two issues Trump got elected on, immigration, he obviously is hitting home run after home run after home run after home run. Tom Holman's out there.
Well, I think the government's pretty foolish saying what he said because I got note of it. Won't let it go. We'll look into it. And if he's knowingly harboring, concealing an illegal alien, that's a violation of Title 8 United States Code 1324, I will seek prosecution, or the secretary will seek prosecution. So
he's talking about arresting the governor in New Jersey. So they're all over the immigration part. Trende Aragua, they're all over it. But that brings us to the inflation portion. You have not seen the costs in your life go down for years. They've gone up. The costs of virtually everything in your life have gone up, have they not? Stress, strain, you name it, energy prices, groceries, up, 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 up. Now, what does that mean when the prices go up? Our standard of living goes down. You don't have as much buying power as you used to have. You have watched, unless you've somehow been promoted ahead of inflation, meaning you got more money coming in than inflation inflated it, you've watched your standard of living go down in recent years. But why? Why do we have inflation? Government spending. Government spending and printing is why we have inflation. What we're seeing right now are wonderful cuts. $50 billion here and $20 billion there. These are wonderful cuts. But USAID's budget in 2020, I believe, was $40 billion. Now, the $40 billion is a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. But cutting $40 billion from USAID, it's not going to bring down the cost of groceries. It's not. The only thing that can get inflation back under control, bring the value of the dollar up again, is reining in the spending of this government. Which brings us to the bill that's coming. Reconciliation bill, omnibus bill, they might split it into two bills, but I've been warning you about this for a few months because I've had people in Congress and the Senate that I know warning me about it. There is a massive bill coming. And they are going to throw, you know, you understand how these omnibus bills work. You've watched them work this way forever. They decide they're going to do an omnibus bill, some kind of government funding bill. And every single Tom, Dick, and Harry in the House and Senate comes up with his pet project, and they just start throwing crap in there. Well, I'm not voting for this unless I get $60 million for a new airport in Omaha. And it's over and over and over. Every single person does it. And by the time we're done, we're looking at a $1 trillion bill, a $1.5 trillion bill with all kinds of bloated insanity in it. And boom, it lands on the president's desk like an Abrams tank. That has to stop. Or the second part of what got Donald Trump elected doesn't get fixed. Now, immigration obviously is going to be a home run. The spending has to be addressed, and it has to be addressed before you start screaming at me. That's what they're doing right now. You're right. I'm not complaining so far. They're doing great. The Doge, and they're moving on to the IRS, and they're doing great. They are doing great. This is not a complaint. But remember, he was swept into the White House because of inflation and immigration. Inflation has to be something that's brought to heel. And unless there are significant, not $40 billion, I know that sounds like a lot, but unless there are significant reductions in the spending and printing, then inflation doesn't go down. And unless inflation goes down, your standard of living doesn't go up. If 4 years from now, it comes time to make a choice whether you're going to elect, you know, J.D. Vance versus Gavin Newsom. I know what you're going to pick. I know what I'm going to pick. You got that. But the norms and normas in the world, they are going to be looking at their pocketbook. They're going to be looking at whether or not they've been able to make ends meet better under Trump. Now, Trump's going to make the whole economy better because he's deregulating everything and opening up the energy sector. So there's going to be financial ease, relief, that's the word I'm looking for, financial relief no matter what under Trump. There's going to be some of it. But the actual inflation doesn't ever get brought to heel until government spending is addressed. Now, you ask if he's going to veto a bad spending bill. Well, remember, there's also a bunch of complications when it comes to that. Donald Trump has been working hard behind the scenes to twist arms and pat people on the back in the United States Senate to get his nominees through. You know, the Cash Patels, the Pam Bondis, the RFKs, the Tulsis. Essentially, he's called in some favors, made some threats, called in some favors, got his people through. Now, you're expecting him to veto a bill because Lindsey Graham
threw in another, who knows, $500 million for what? Thunder from down under? I don't know. You see, it's getting complicated. And look, I'm not saying if he signs a big bill, I'm not saying that's the end of the world and we'll never get inflation under control. But until spending bills start getting vetoed, until the government starts moving back to cheaper single-issue bills, nothing changes. Nothing changes when it comes to inflation. So I'm not being a Debbie Downer. I fully expect him to sign it. But if that continues, right, if that's every year, if it's 4 years of trillion-dollar bill here and trillion-dollar bill there and trillion-dollar bill here, well, then there's not going to be any inflation relief at all. And then we're in trouble in 4 years. That's the truth. Now, let's talk about learning. Doesn't that sound boring? Learning? Who wants to learn? Well, Hillsdale College makes sure it's not boring, you see. And Hillsdale, everyone knows that's, you know, the mecca for information now. It's where we all want our kids to go. But they want everyone to learn some things. They're offering more than 40 free online courses right now for everybody. You, me, everybody. And they're actually interesting. I never thought any college classes were interesting at all. That's why I never went. The Hillsdale ones, I can't stop watching. You want to learn about the Roman Republic? The ancient Christian church? The Constitution? Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go enroll. There's no cost. It's easy to get started. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Let's all get smarter than our friends and family members so we can rub that in their faces. All right? All right, let's talk about Gaza. Have I changed my mind on my sons joining the Marine Corps? And more. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Reminding you, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Let's get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse question, shall we? Oh, wait. Before we get to that, I just want to point out something. Remember last night, I was discussing a conflict that is most definitely coming for Democrats inside the Democrat Party. In case you missed the show, I was discussing how the older, more aware Democrats, they know that they have to drop certain things, like the tranny stuff. The tranny stuff has to be dropped. If you're a Democrat trying to win elections, it's an election loser, has always been an election loser. The people are not with you. Listen to this.
Such a clear trend among the American public. So transgender female athletes in women's sports, only 18% of the country says that they should be, in fact, allowed to participate in women's sports. Compare this to the opposition. I mean, my goodness gracious, 79%. You rarely get 79% of the country to agree on anything, but they do, in fact, agree on the idea of opposing transgender female athletes in women's sports.
Elected Democrats with half a brain understand there are certain wackadoodle issues they must walk away from if they're going to start winning Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin again. But the party has been taken over, especially by its younger members, by full-blown communists who won't want that, who won't allow that. And now this comes out today. This is from an Andrew Solander. Scoop. Jeffries centrists press him to let them vote for GOP bills. There are 10 members of what's called the Blue Dog Coalition. Now, what are they? Are they actual blue dogs? Are they actually centrists? No, they're Democrats who got elected in red districts or purple districts. You know, Jasmine Crockett can scream about mediocre white men from her district all day, and that won't matter. But a lot of Democrats don't have districts like that. So you're already seeing Democrats have to grovel before Hakeem Jeffries and say, hey, man, these popular GOP bills, you got to let us vote yes on that. I have to vote yes on that. Otherwise, I'm going to lose my reelection. How do they react now? It will be interesting. All right. Greetings, fellow Mortarmen. I was in the Corps the same time as you and have a son who's going on 16 years old. I share the same feelings you do with my son joining the military. I was a resounding hell no until recently, and I'm still not a yes, but I've definitely revisited the notion of it. Have you softened your position concerning your own boys? Well, my position has been, especially over the last few years, no. I tell my sons no. Obviously, when they're 18 years old, they can just tell me to go pound sand and do what they want anyway, but they tend to listen to their old man, and for now, I've told them no. Don't even consider it. I see the way they've operated this military. I look at how they threw away those lives at Abbey Gate without a care in the world. They just threw those guys' lives away, and that young lady. They threw those lives away and didn't give a crap when they got back. They just wanted the bad news story to get out of the news. And that, with all the DEI crap and the naked anti-white racism throughout the military now, I said no. The answer is no. And in fact, the global war on terror and the embarrassing failures of that, that really, really pushed me over the edge. I don't have a single GWAT friend of mine who I served with, not one who's telling his kids to join. Not a single solitary one. However, things are changing now, and they're changing rapidly. Pete Hegseth has taken this military in a different direction.
That includes a Pentagon audit. We are going to focus heavily to ensure that, at a bare minimum, by the end of 4 years, the Pentagon passes a clean audit. The American taxpayers deserve that. They deserve to know where their $850 billion go, how it's spent, and make sure it's spent wisely. It used to be that if you called for an audit, somehow you were undermining the department. I believe the exact opposite. I believe we are accountable for every dollar we spend, and every dollar of waste we find or redundancy is a dollar we can invest somewhere else.
We're going a different direction, a better direction. Now, my son, James, is 16 years old, just like your boy. He comes to me tonight. I get home and says, "Dad, I want to go be a Marine like you were. I want to sign up." Am I going to say no? Probably not right now. I'd probably listen. My hesitancy still is this. 4 years from now, 8 years from now, 12 years from now, a Democrat gets elected again. It used to be, some things would change, Democrat, Republican, but the military just kind of marched along. Today, with this communist Democrat party, the second a Democrat gets elected again next time, they're going to put all that communism right back in the military. They'll throw lives away without a second thought. They'll keep undermining the guys on the ground to make sure they gay the whole place up. I don't know. I would want him to do four, and then we'll reevaluate from that 4 years. I mean, one contract, do 4 years, and then we'll reevaluate from there. I live with the knowledge that a Democrat will be in charge again at some point in time. And this Democrat Party is flat out evil. It's just flat out evil. And all the destruction they did under Joe Biden, they'll probably do worse if they can the next time. So, yeah, I've softened my position, if you will. Jesse, I recently met a woman who told me she had an unplanned pregnancy at 17. She had no support system and was afraid about what people would think of her. Sadly, she had an abortion. She told me that during the procedure, she knew it was the wrong thing to do, and she has deeply regretted it. She went on to find God and has repented. That's wonderful. I asked if she had known about preborn, if that would have changed her mind, and she said yes. Oh, ultrasounds truly save babies. I thought you'd like to know. And that's from Kelly. They do. And there are so many women out there, maybe you're one of them, living with that regret. I know some. And that regret just never seems to go away for them. They hang on to it. It's not just, you give an ultrasound through preborn. It's not just that you're saving a baby's life. You're saving a mother's conscience for the rest of her life. Because it will weigh on her and weigh her down. Now, if you are one of those women who's had one, you need to forgive yourself and let it go. But let's save a life tonight, if you can.
preborn gives ultrasounds to women who are about to abort their babies. And the ultrasound is our greatest tool because once a mother hears that heartbeat, she chooses life almost every single time. Whatever you give to preborn, it's tax deductible. $28 buys an ultrasound. You can give them $50,000 if you want. We have people who listen to the show, give them $50,000 a year. I mean, whatever your financial situation is, but you can save lives and deduct it from your taxes. Preborn.com/Jesse. Look, if you can give them $5, that's $5 going towards saving a life. Preborn.com/Jesse. All right. Some guy's wife is all scared about Trump. We had to talk about Gaza, the hotel coming in Gaza, how to conduct yourself at work, and whatever happened to the dock worker strike. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.